Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We heard from Mason Rudolph for the first time in a long while, and he said something that I'm still trying to figure out what it all means.
I'm going to be aggressive, and I'm going to continue to try to, yes, we need to open up the offense a little bit, and but we also, you know, don't need to force balls in the field. They don't need to force when there's someone sitting right there. You know, James Conner, Jalen Samuels, or Benny Snell, who can advance the ball and move the chains.
Okay, they need to open up the offense, but they don't need to force things. I'm still trying to figure out, and maybe I'm not the only person here in Pittsburgh trying to do this, the identity of what the Steelers are when they possess the football. Are they a run team? Are they a throw team? Are they a figure-it-out-as-they-go team? I don't know.
It feels like it's been different every week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem. You're taking a first-year starting quarterback and perhaps asking him to do something different every week, and I don't know if they've yet quite found the sweet spot for what they should be asking Mason Rudolph to do. Mentioned it the other day. It felt like they were getting close to that sweet spot in the Ravens game before Rudolph was hit by Earl Thomas. Maybe they can get back to that. Maybe they can hit that stride again, hit the ground running against a Dolphins team that they should be able to beat a week from last night. But I think that's the biggest question for this team, is they try to not only work their way back into some sort of position where they're within shouting distance of the top of the division or a playoff spot, but it's figuring out what it looks like with Mason Rudolph at quarterback.
Yeah, guys, I know that you want to show balance. I know that you want to go into, say, a second and five situation and show that defense that we could throw it, we could pass, or we could throw it, we could run it here, we could do things. We're equally adept at doing both. You want to have that, but you also want to have an identity. You want to have things to hang your hat on. And right now, I don't know what the strength of this Pittsburgh Steelers offense is. Whenever it is a consequential play, and sometimes you'll say, and this happened before, well, everybody in the building knows that it's going to Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the building knows on 3rd and 3 a couple years ago before the advent of Antonio Brown, Heath Miller's going to sit down in the middle of the field, and there's a bread-and-butter play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to catch one at 4 yards, and 11 people are going to tackle him, Jim. How many times did you see that from Heath Miller, right? Exactly. Do the Steelers have those plays in their playbook where you go, that's vintage Pittsburgh Steelers right now?
Just real quick. They're more worried about what guys can't do than what they can do.
You're damn right. You're damn right, and that's a great way to say it.
Because do they have anybody they can depend on? And maybe that brings us back to a philosophical question of, do you need to throw them into the fire, in the case of some of these guys, and find out if you can depend on them? And look,
it's living in their fears. It's all, we don't live in our fear stuff. They do, to me. It's just, if you've got a guy that has a first round grade as a quarterback, let him play. And it seems to me like they're thinking about, well, you know, he's a rookie, and he's not really a rookie, but he is, you know, we better not let. It's all this other stuff that they're worried about, what guys can't do, instead of just putting together a game plan and trying to take advantage of what they can.
And look, I'm right there with you, Jim, on being critical of how they've, you know, of how they've tried to build an offense around Mason Rudolph, at least stylistically and schematically. But maybe they just don't have the right. I keep wondering over the last few days, over this sort of soft reset that is the bye week, if they have the right weapons in place around Mason Rudolph. And that's what I come back to. Do they trust anybody on the offensive side of the ball? Maybe they should, but maybe they don't.
Well, their two best guys, we talked about this too, their two best guys have turned it over five times at the ends of games that they could have won and didn't last two seasons.
Mason Rudolph talks about establishing a run, but maybe opening it up. It's like their offense doesn't go on the offensive. Their offense right now, to me, is totally reactionary. Whenever you have a good offense, you say, stop us. We're trying to do this. You stop us. It feels like they feel out the defense, and then they adjust to that. I don't think that's a good plan. And I think that's kind of been, under Coach Randy, unfortunately, his calling card. It's kind of like, well, we'll adjust to what the defense is doing.
We'll figure out what we got to do week to week.
Right. No, you make them stop you. And part of that, and let's be real frank about it, is I don't know if the halfback at this point has been someone that you could turn around and hand it to and get 5 yards. I don't know if he's been that guy.
Well, I don't know if they have trust in anybody on that side of the ball, up to and including not just the halfback and not just the number one wide receiver, but the quarterback. I don't know if they have, and we'll find out maybe a little bit more on Monday night and then going forward from there, but I don't know if they have any level of trust in Mason Rudolph. You would think a team that goes out and trades their first-round pick for a safety would believe in what the guy who's at quarterback can do over the rest of the course, the last three quarters of the season it was at that point. But again, have they shown us in their building of a game plan going into Sundays, or again, this case Monday, that they believe in their quarterback to carry the offense?
Yeah, I don't know. And we're all going to find out. And it seems like Mason Rudolph is almost politicking some, but then pulling back in the middle of his statement.
Right.
It's like he's throwing it out there that I want more on me. I want to throw the ball. Let's take some cracks. But wait.
I'm a rocket arm Big 12 quarterback. Yeah. Let me sling the damn thing.
I just wish he'd go all the way with what he's trying to say. But I don't think he's established himself in that organization just yet to say what he wants to say.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.